the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. When Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Right before we baptize our babies, we place the sign of the cross upon their head and upon their heart, marking them as one of the Lord's own. And we also, as we mark that cross and as we prepare to baptize them, we pray that they would be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church. Now, since all of you are here this day within this church, we can clearly say that the Lord has answered prayer by keeping you safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church all the way since your baptism. Now, considering this, for thousands of years, Christians have seen the church like a safe ark holding God's people. Though the church is not a real boat or an ark, it actually functions the same way as Noah's ark and is often compared to it. As you can recall, Noah's ark was used by God to save Noah and his family from the destruction of the world. It preserved them and it kept them safe. In today's gospel reading, we hear about another boat, though. However, this boat was no majestic and massive ark, but it was a much smaller boat, most likely a fishing vessel. And unlike Noah's ark, this little fishing boat was being swamped by the waves of a great storm. It was not keeping up. It was not serving the disciples. In fact, the disciples were so overwhelmed by this little boat and the fear and the fret of the storm that they were shaking and shivering to the point that they did not know how to go on. What they would have not done at that time, to get their hands on a huge, giant ark in the midst of that storm on that sea. Truth be told, though, they did not need to fear. Yes, I repeat, they did not need to fear. The reason why? Jesus was asleep in the boat. Asleep, but yet still in the boat with them. Yes, they did not have to be scared. They didn't have to be scared of the winds and the waves and the storm, for Jesus was in their midst, there, right there with them. Now, dear friends, as we think back to Noah's ark, what made that ark so secure and so great was not the architectural design or the strength of the wood that it was constructed out of, but rather it was secure because the Lord had attached a promise to that. The Lord made a promise to Noah to preserve him and to keep him in the midst of a destruction unknown and unseen ever before. And as we know, God does not break his promises. God kept his promise to Noah, and Noah and his family were perfectly secure in the ark, regardless of the destruction and the death raging outside the ark. And in the case of that fishing boat, the disciples had more than a promise. They had the Lord Jesus himself in their midst. So whether they had a large ark or a fishing vessel or maybe a rubber ducky inflatable children's boat, it would not have mattered or made a difference at all. For they had Jesus, and Jesus was their security. This is all beginning to make sense, is it not? We Christians are here in this church, the Lord's ark, where we are preserved from the waves, the winds, and the storms of the devil, the world, and the flesh. Yes, we can indeed think of this in a spiritual sense this day. You and I are here in this ark of the church, and the threats around us are the devil, and yes, the world, and the sinful flesh. They all three are like a mighty storm that seek to destroy us. The world, the devil, and the flesh, they come and they crash against us. They toss us up and down. They give us anguish and they give us distress. They instill fear in us. They rob us of our faith and they drive us to insecurity. We must keep in mind, though, that if you and I would become friends of the devil, if we would become friends with the world and friends with our sinful flesh, everything would go a whole lot smoother. Yes, it would go a whole lot smoother, I promise you that. You see, we're often told that being a Christian is about peaceful walks on the beach, blissful happiness, and ease. Yes, ease. However, this could not be further from the truth. It is a bold-faced lie. You see, as soon as we are baptized, my friends, and placed into the ark of the church, the storm begins and will continue all the way through the Christian life, all the way until the end of your life, until the grave. In other words, being in the ark of the church means that we will always, I repeat, we will always be in the midst of storms. The world, the devil, and the sinful flesh tolerate, and get this, they even welcome the teaching and the doctrines of every false religion in the world. But they cannot stand Christ's teaching, and they cannot tolerate a baptized Christian. What this means is that the life of ease is not in the holy ark of the Christian church. There's a life of ease, though. There's a life of ease outside of the church where the world, the devil, and the flesh can become our friends. However, we must keep in mind that these evil foes are really no friends at all. They do not lead us to everlasting life, but they destroy us, and they lead us to death and destruction and condemnation and hell itself. The reason why all of this is so is this. There's only one Lord. There's only one Lord, Jesus the Christ, and Him alone. Jesus calls the wise of the world fools. He calls good works of the self-righteous, pompous elites, he calls their good works garbage. He says that the last will be first, and those that are spiritually bankrupt will be what? Blessed. Jesus turns human reason upside down, showing that human reason is blind and the doctrines of men are false. The devil and the world and that sinful flesh cannot stand this. They're insulted by Jesus. They are angered by Jesus. They begin to rage and stir, which results in a storm that attempts to unleash hell. As a result, the storm rises against Christ's ark, the church. The storm rises against Christ's word and sacraments. It rises against you and me, the baptized. Now it is true that the Christian church is often overwhelmed with these dangerous waves and storms and with many rocks and stony cliffs in the sea of the sinful world, no doubt about it. The devil attacks. There are fierce blasts of sinful flesh, and there are strange beasts in the sea of this world that never give the Christian ark any peace. It is also true that the Christian church will also seem to be like a helpless boat riding freely on the waves. The Christian church will appear to be driven by the waves and blasts of the wind, and the average person looking at the church in this vast sea of this world can maybe assume that the ark of the church will not last but break into 1,000 pieces and splinters and be gobbled up by the storm. But a person who assumes this forgets that just like Noah's ark was accompanied by a promise, and the disciples had Jesus in the boat, the Christian church as well has the same. We have promises, and we have the Lord in our midst. Therefore, dear baptized saints, do not fear this day. Do not fear this day. Though it is easy to let your faith become weak in the face of these mighty storms around us, you are kept safely in the ship of the church. For the Son of God is with us. He is with you. Indeed, when the waves and the winds and the storms of life rage against us, the Lord will not abandon us in the ark of the Christian church. Oh no! Even though the wind and the rain and the waves will never stop assailing you day in and day out, as long as you shall live, the Lord will never leave you or abandon you in the ark of the church. You see, when the disciples came to the end of themselves in that tiny little boat from our gospel reading of Matthew, they went to Jesus and they woke him up. And they said to him, "Master, do you not care that we are perishing? Save us, Lord." In response to their fear and wavering faith, Jesus got up and he rebuked the winds. He scolded the winds. And nature itself bowed to the majestic word of the Son of God. Get this, all of nature laid prostrate before Jesus. Yes, even though the winds made a terrible noise and the sea raged against those disciples wanting to crush and destroy him, the disciples, though, in reality could not die, for Jesus, the Lord of the sea and the commander of the winds, was with them. Likewise, my friends, when we fear the winds and the waves outside of the ark of the church, even if we are poor or weak or on our deathbed, or even if we have died, we must not fear. We must not fear, for the Lord is with us. He speaks to us inside the ark of the church and says this, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith? I make the storms be still. I hush the waves of the sea. I am Lord over creation, and I am Lord over sin and death and the devil." Yes, as the waves and the winds continue to blow and howl against you, as they slam against you and they seek to destroy you, we hear from inside the ark of the church, from the Lord himself, "I defeated sin. I defeated death. I defeated the evil foe. It is all finished. Through the saving flood of your baptism, all of your sin in which you have inherited from Adam, and all the sin that you have committed since, has been drowned. It is drowned and it is dead. You are worthy of eternal life. Rise, be at peace. I answer you in your trouble and I deliver you out of it. You have been given life. Your sins have been forgiven. You have been clothed with my righteousness. So you shall stand without fear, regardless of the storms around you." Dear baptized saints, you are secure. Each and every one of you are secure inside the ark of the church because you have Christ, and Christ has you. Therefore, by faith, we can confess, all of us, we can confess together this day, "Let the storms rage on, let the devil do his best, and let the world try as it will, but I will not fear, for I know that all of creation must obey my Lord and my Savior. Trials and storms and troubles will last, they will last only as long as the Lord wills it. Indeed, my God and my Savior is Lord over all, and he can change it all in a moment. Therefore, this day, I worship and I honor the one who has been revealed to me as my Lord, Lord over creation and Lord over my life, my Lord in good times and in bad, my Lord today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen."
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.